It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, you. The clouds hanging with us here in 68 degrees. It is time once again for our Wednesday talk around. And as promised, talking Breckenridge Family, Community, and Teen Center with Mandy Steinberger in this morning. Mandy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you back in.
Good to be back.
And we do this once a month.
Yep.
And kids heading back to school, hard to believe.
Yeah, that went crazy fast.
Really, really fast. But you've had a good summer, you know, at the Teen Center, too, and took a little time to close down and kind of retool and regroup. And now you've got a ton of stuff.
We do.
Going on. Let's start with the Family Fun Night. Let's get going with this. And, folks, get that on your calendar. It's Tuesday, September 13th from 5 till 7. What's going to be happening at Family Fun Night?
Family Fun Night is going to be our fundraiser for the Teen Center. So it's an event that we're bringing everybody together from the community to have some fun, to do the rock climbing wall. The police department's bringing that in. There's going to be house prop from the fire department where the kids can pretend to put out the fire. They'll have their fire gear for the kids to try on.
Okay.
We'll have Piccadilly. Face painting there, and that's going to be made possible by Bremer Mortgage. So they sponsored that, and then we'll be having a balloon artist, which was made possible by Healing Arts Chiropractic, and then we're going to have food there, and that's made possible by Econo Foods, who's sponsoring the food, and we're going to have the main event. There's going to be a barrel train as well, which is awesome.
Yes.
And then the main event is going to be a competition between the police department and the fire department in a tug of war.
That's
going
to be worth seeing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd just go for that.
Yes, right, right.
So what a great event. And as you mentioned, too, a big fundraiser.
Yes.
For the Teen Center, too. Helps to have friends, doesn't it? And people that'll get on board with you on stuff like this.
It really does, Bill. And those that attend, there's going to be a free will donation that they can give whatever their heart desires. And this is meant to just, you know, help us there at the Teen Center. Mm-hmm. Anything that we get in is the more we can do for the youth there. And it's a lot of fun. And if there is some, okay, so last year when there was bad weather, we didn't have a backup plan.
Right.
This year we do.
Okay.
So if it's bad weather, we're going to be doing a try not to laugh challenge between the police department and the fire department. And and what it's going to be is there's going to be police jokes and fire department jokes.
All right.
And so I will be picking them out. They won't be able to see them until the actual event.
Well, that could be fun.
Yes. So, like I said, I wanted a backup just in case, because we live where we live.
Right.
But yeah, it's you know, making sure that, you know, we have something for the community, bringing in much needed funds for the Teen Center.
Sure.
And just being able to have a lot of laughs, honestly. So.
Well, and I was thinking, too, this would be a good chance for people that haven't been to the Teen Center. Take in this event and see what it's all about and see what you do down there.
Right. No, I mean, we're doing a lot. There's a lot to do at the Teen Center, and we do have a lot of events that we do each week, not events, but activities that we do with the kids each week. So they're not just coming there and just having idle time. We're providing them with activities that they can actually do.
And again, folks, get that on your calendar Tuesday, September 13th. That's going to go from 5 until 7. You're cramming in a lot of fun.
I am.
Into 2 hours here.
And it's also a shout out to any sponsors that want to sponsor the Teen Center, any individuals, any families, any organizations, I did speak with the one that's making our banner possible over at Auto Creation and Signs, and I was able to extend our sponsorship acceptance through next Friday. So,
awesome. So
anybody that, you know, I'm one person trying to get to all of the businesses,
right.
And that you don't realize how many businesses there are in town, Bill, which I mean, I love our businesses. But I can't, you know, if you're wanting to sponsor and I haven't gotten to you, it's not because,
right.
You know, for a lack of trying.
And if you're listening to this, just get in contact with you over at the Teen Center, too.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah, they can contact City Hall. They can contact me at my cell phone number, which is 701-640-6829. And then I'm also looking for volunteers for the event too. I mean,
right.
Anybody that would want to get a hold of me at that same number or contact City Hall, they'll tell you how to contact me. Then, because we could always use volunteers.
Absolutely, always.
So
let's switch gears for a minute. How much do you love DQ Grill and Chill in Wapton? Because they do a lot of nice things for you.
They do, and the food there is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Their treats, though, they're top notch.
Dairy Queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then my kids always usually love to get their ice cream cakes too. So I mean that you can't get that, you know, anywhere else, you know, like that.
But they're going to kick in on Friday, September 9th from noon until 3. They're going to donate 20% of their sales to the Teen Center.
They are.
Which is really awesome.
It is.
And over the noon hour, I know they're very busy, so they'll take in a lot of money for that.
For sure. No, and it's fantastic. I love the fact that they're doing this program, and it's a good outreach to the community, and it's a great thing for the Teen Center.
Well, in more good news, too, North Dakota Community Foundation.
Yep.
You got a new PA system because of them.
Yes, we did. The North Dakota Community Foundation gave us a grant, and they're fantastic over there.
Right.
Jen is amazing. So, and they made our PA system possible, which allows us to be able to speak with the kids and communicate with the kids that are outside on the ice or on the hill,
mm-hmm.
While still being able to maintain safety in the facility. So for safety, it's huge. And a bonus, we can actually play music over it, too.
Wow,
so,
that is a bonus.
So,
definitely.
So, yeah, it's great. To be able to have that is great for the kids on those especially cold days when I have to call them in so that they don't end up getting too cold or frostbite,
right.
You know. So,
again, thank you to the foundation. Hey, you've changed some things up here as far as what goes on your weekly activities. Let's talk a little bit about this. What's happening?
So, yes, I switched things around. Now, that being said, Bill, I'm going to be talking to my kids. If they're like, you know, they're used to their ping pong tournament Mondays. And so I might end up switching around the ping pong and the pool tournaments from Monday to Thursday. But no, Mondays are going to be our pool tournaments. We wanted to start our week off, you know, that
sure.
way. And then Tuesdays are going to be our table challenge Tuesdays. Wednesdays are going to be our wacky game Wednesdays.
All right.
Those are games that require no preparation and no materials.
Fun.
First one will be Screaming Viking.
Okay.
And then Thursday, of course, ping pong tournaments. And then there's Free Day Friday where the kids and the staff get to decide what they want to do and how they want to do it.
Wow. Okay, so that's a nice switch up. Let's get to our time is running on us here. Let's get to Movie Day. Tell us about this coming up in September.
Absolutely. So we're doing the Peanuts movie.
Okay.
With Charlie Brown.
Love
you know,
it.
I
Love
mean,
it.
Classic. So that's going to be on Wednesday, September 21st from 1:15 to 5:30. And of course, we're going to have our big, massive T-Rex cookies, three of them, two for door prizes. There'll be the door prizes, the treats and popcorn and pizza for them to order. For them to have $2.75 a slice or $6 for two slices and a soda or a water.
All right.
And, yeah, I wanted to say a big welcome to Patricia Weezar, our new assistant manager, as well. She's starting on with me, and I'm really excited.
Well, Patricia, welcome to the Teen Center. Mandy, look, we're out of time, but you're going to be back next month. We got a lot more ground to cover.
We do.
As the kids get back to school. And And thank you for stopping in. I don't know how you keep all this stuff straight. And again, folks, get the family fun night on your calendar Tuesday, September 13th from 5 until 7. And if you'd like to make a donation early or you'd like to help out, you want to be a sponsor or a volunteer, as you mentioned, call City Hall and they can tell you how to get in touch with you, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Mandy, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you for having me,
We'll
Bill.
Talk next month, all right? It's 919 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma?